hello and welcome. This is Kindy Foster, your host for the Voice of Courage show. It's really good to have you today. And, you know, some of you right now are at a place, a crossroads in life. Maybe you can relate to that. You know, you're wondering which direction to take. You're wondering what's the highest and best for you, for your family, for your finances, for your career. You're just at that place and you're wondering, how do I get to that next level? Well, today we're going to be talking about how to get to that next level. You know, over the last 30 years, I've helped tens of thousands of individuals that have been at crossroads, and so has my guest. We're going to be talking to you about the ways that you can maybe use your vision, use your mind, use your habits that you've created to really up-level your life in ways that you're probably going to be amazed, right? You know, in this show, I help people see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, but specific practical steps that you can take if you're at those crossroads. And listen, even if you're not at a crossroad in your life, how would you like to improve your life? How would you like it to get a little better? How would you like to be a more powerful leader in your business or in your family? How would that be for you? Well, we're going to be discussing some of those areas too. So it's going to be a powerful show. I'm so glad you joined us today. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come back with my guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Welcome back, everybody. As I promised, I have a very special guest today. Stephen Bryant Langer is with me today. Stephen, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
And for those of you that don't know Stephen, as I had kind of mentioned a little bit, he has over 30 years experience as an executive coach and leadership expert, guiding top executives and leaders worldwide to reach their full potential. He's the founder of the Personal Business Plan, the new standard in executive coaching. And through his executive coaching program, he has transformed the lives of hundreds of high-level executives using this 10-step system for personal and professional development. He's also an author and so much more. We'll be talking about that today. Stephen, it really is good to have you.
Thank you.
How'd you get started in this coaching personal development world?
Well, I used to be a marketeer, a global marketeer with companies such as the Coca-Cola Company and L'Oreal. And after 15 years of that, I thought that the avenues, the roads forward from a career point of view, you know, were limited. At some point in time, you start doing the same and you feel that you're repeating yourself. Therefore, I joined a small consulting company working a sort of boutique, working with psychologists. And that was a totally different road. Actually, my wife says that it's led us to a better understanding of each other and a better way of communicating and relating to others. So it got on a personal side, it had a big benefit also. And then the next step was 20 years as a top headhunter. And that was where the coaching came in, using the all the dialogues, all the conversations I had.
You're on this journey. Was there a catalyst that, like, you went, oh, I got to go do this? Or, you know, was everything, you know, going great in your world? Or what?
the actual catalyst was actually that at one point in time, I was working in Coca-Cola, and two executives from Atlanta flew over in dark suits and said that, sorry to tell you, but you're not longer with the company. It's not personal. And that was the catalyst.
I knew you had a catalyst there somewhere. Everybody has a catalyst, you know? Yeah, and we're talking about Crossroads today a little bit, and of course your new book. And you know, when people are at crossroads, you know, sometimes they're in their mindsets, they're confused, they're not sure which way to go, they're not sure, you know, to you know, especially in careers, career choices, you know, sometimes they're working for an organization and they're at a crossroads, they want to leave the organization or they want to move up. They're not sure what to do. How do you work with people when you're at crossroads like that?
Well, first of all, I ask them to use the strength that they have, which means that they should consider asking for help and taking that as a sign of strength and not of a sign of weakness. That is actually one of my first existential hacks in my book, that ask for help and don't try to solve everything yourself. So get help by your surroundings, friends, family, colleagues, bosses, employees, and also, of course, professional coaches if necessary.
Yeah. Why do you think people don't ask for help when they really need it?
Well, we're trained to do things ourselves and let's say succeeding on our own. That is sort of the ritual that goes on, or the habit that we as leaders, as people used to having responsibility, we should be able to deliver ourselves and not asking for help. It would, you know, in many people's minds, it's considered as a way of weakness.
Yeah. Well, I think that's shifting a lot in the world today. In fact, I think that you know, real leaders, real men, real women, whatever we call ourselves, but there it's shifting in a place where being vulnerable, being a place of being authentic and being real is valued. And yeah, I think so. So that old mindset where, you know, people are going, oh, I shouldn't ask for help. I should know the answers. You know, there's so many aspects to life and business. It's hard to know all the answers. I mean, we can AI it now, though, Stephen. You know, we can, you know, use that. But I have to tell you, there's nothing an AI that gives the ultimate answers, which, you know, a lot of times they're within ourselves. We have to dive deep within ourselves. Nothing like a coach to help us do that. This new book you have out, The Essential Playbook. Let's talk about that. What inspired you to write that?
Well, I've been having all these conversations, you know, thousands of conversations, both as a headhunter and a coach. And I've also been working at reducing the noise from echo chambers that we're used to surrounding ourselves by people who have the same sort of thoughts that we have, the same opinions. And I like to break that mold. So in order to reduce polarization and reducing the noise from echo chambers, I wanted to create a common understanding. And in order to do that, I actually took a deep dive in order to extract from what we have from psychology, from philosophy, from strategy and neurology, in order to, as you say, you know, search within and take the knowledge that is present from history, from the thousands of pages that has been written, and use that knowledge and integrate it and synthesize it. So that is the aim of the book, is to give to the reader the synthesis of the knowledge that we have about meaning.
Let's talk about echo chamber a little bit. I like that concept. So, you know, echo chamber, and the way that I understood it that you were saying it, is that we surround ourselves with people that just echo back our own opinions. Is that what I understood?
Exactly. And we live in a community where, let's say, many people look alike, and we see the same newspapers or the same shows and the same SoMe, yeah, etc. So we sort of got confirmed in our own choices. But of course, there are parallel universes. And the extraordinary thing when creating this book, I actually did what I said. I took my own medicine, which means that my previous books I wrote alone. This one I reached out for help to a psychologist, to a philosopher, to a strategist, and a neurologist. And this means that we had the perspective of science in this also. So this was very factual. And actually, I talked to the neurologist just a couple of days ago, and he said that it has been fascinating for him for the last 2 years to follow this development, because in his mind, he says, how can you say all these things about the future? It's not factual, you know. It's not demonstrated. It's not at all, let's say, tangible or real. And so he lives in one echo chamber, right? Yes, yeah. To the opposite side. The first time I met him many years ago, I asked him to send me an article about, let's say, a simple article about neurology, which I called, let's say, Neurology for Dummies. And he sent me an article where, of course, I didn't understand anything, because he's been a Harvard fellow and all over the place in many different research societies. And he talked from one echo chamber. I talked from another.
And, you know, it's interesting. You know, I know some people have resistance to bringing in other opinions, other echo chambers, for fear that there'll be conflict, or they will have to do something different. They might have to learn something different. They might have to let go of some of their theories. You know, I think there's always a little fear that happens with people when you're saying go outside. You know, we just had these elections in the United States, right? And we got, you know, we got some real polarized folks, right? And so if I were asked, you know, those polarized folks, why don't you bring the opinion in of the other side and listen to it? That probably ain't going to happen, right? But there are people that meet more in the middle that there would happen, right? Yes. So how did you get to that point?
Yeah, I have this fantastic picture that I use very often on stage, and it's Philippe Petit, the French tightrope walker who walked between the towers in New York while they were still up, right? I think it's 50 years ago. And if you see what a tightrope walker does, it is that the person holds the balancing pole in his or her hands, right? And if they should fall, of course, they fall into their death. However, they stick to their pole. They cling to their pole. And the picture that resonates with me is that could be our paradigms, that could be our ideas or thoughts. The things that we know, we cling to them, and then society changes. New, you know, thoughts or ideals will come in. But if you cling to your own paradigms or thoughts, at some time you'll think that, you know, this is unnatural. And if you sort of get this feeling of this is unnatural, then you actually have a problem, because society has evolved, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, the name of the show is, you know, Voices of Courage. And courage is one of those qualities that does not show up until we go into the unknown, until we start to walk in places we've never been before. And that does feel uncomfortable. But I think, you know, it's interesting. I'm sure it was uncomfortable for that fellow to balance over New York City and the high wire. But when we get into our uncomfort zone and we learn how to manage it, life gets better and better. That's been my experience.
Definitely. And very often when people have made choices and they act upon them, the fear disappears. You know, sometimes Klaus Otto Scharmer, who wrote Theory U, says that the future will grab you, right? Which means that you won't fall. You'll be caught by somebody else. There'll come unexpected help.
Yeah, that happens a lot. In fact, you know, with the right vision, I mean, when you're expanding your vision, you take steps towards that. What's been my experience is that almost instantly, if you're aware, the people, the places, circumstances start to show up for you to manifest that vision. That's been my experience. Correct. And all right, so back to the book here. Essential Playbook. I like playbook, so I want to talk to you about the play side of this. And also want to talk about, you know, what's in that book that's going to really help my audience move them forward. So I'm going to take a quick break and come back. We'll discuss that and a whole bunch more. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better. My knees feel better. My back feels better. It makes me feel stronger, too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to our show today. And as you can see, Stephen's book is up on the screen. He's got a new book out, The Essential Playbook. And Stephen, let's take a dive into why playbook. Why is it a playbook instead of a rule book, let's say?
Well, first of all, Ken, I need to correct you because it's the existential playbook and not the essential playbook.
Oh, did I say essential? Existential. Okay.
That's a huge difference, of course. But yeah, the reason why it's called a playbook is that, as you say, it's not a rule book. It's not directive. It's not, you know, pointing fingers or accusing anybody of anything. It's actually a catalog of possibilities to have a happier life, but also get a playful element into your life. And I know from having grandchildren, when you play with a small child, then, you know, nothing else is present in your brain. You simply decouple, you create a different atmosphere and a different mindset altogether, which makes you more creative. So this has been demonstrated through research times and times over. The Danish company, Lego, they had a motto back in the 60s. And they said, work hard, play harder. And that's sort of the essence of the book, that, okay, we should work hard, we should deliver, we should, of course, get a sufficient financial stability. But it's necessary to have some playful elements within.
Well, I like that. I think a lot of people do a lot of things that they feel like they have to do, or they must do, or they should do. And I've coached a lot of those folks over the years. And when they start changing that mindset into choices, and then you add play to that, I think that's a mindset also. Life can get a lot better. That's been my experience.
And also the brain is stimulated, which means that you'll actually have a better life. We worked with a neurologist for many years. We also have a tool called brain tuning, where a neuropsychologist and a neurologist work with our clients. And what is absolutely sure, looking also at the experience from the neurologist, is that he paints. You know, he paints pictures. He sails. He learns Italian. We worked with a neurologist for many years. We also have a tool called brain tuning, where a neuropsychologist and a neurologist work with our clients. And what is absolutely sure, looking also at the experience from the neurologist, is that he paints. You know, he paints pictures. He sails. He learns Italian. We worked with a neurologist for many years. We also have a
few more. I've had a lot of people on this show over the years, and they all say what you're saying. And there's a key element to bring that that joy in our hearts. And you know, whether you're from the a neuroscientist, or you're a trainer, a coach, whether you're studying general science, you're studying neurology, you know, whatever. Everybody that comes here, you know, the emotional release people, they all come here and they say, hey, you know, this is a big key element in bring that into your life in a greater way. I think what the mistake is for a lot of people, Stephen, is they hear something like we're talking about, and they go, oh, that's a good idea, but they don't apply it in their life. So how do you get people to apply what we're talking about?
Well, Ken, I'm happy that you asked me this question, because I'm very proud of a model I've developed. And of course, which is present in the book, which is present on my website also, which is called the CAR model. And CAR is an acronym for choice, action, and responsibility. And that is where the existentialist part comes into the book, because choice, action, and responsibility is the central element in existentialist thinking. So if you look at existentialism as a philosophy, then you should consider the questions of what choice do I need to take, what action do I need to take, and which responsibility in my life haven't I taken yet? So the link and the important things here, it's a wheel where you have choice, action, and responsibility. And the important thing here is that there are gaps, right? Between choice and action, there's a gap. What you just mentioned, Ken, is that, well, if you decide to run every morning, for example, and you choose that, but you don't do it, you don't act, then there's this choice action gap, which of course is called procrastination. There is this proverb saying that tomorrow will be the busiest day of the week. And so don't trust your future self to do things that you can't do today. There's another thing which is important, and that is the gap between action and responsibility. Because sometimes, especially with children, they would, blame shift. They would say, it was not me. Somebody turns around a vase or makes a vase fall, and And the child will say, it's not me. They will deny or whatever. And of course, that's acceptable from a kid, but it's not acceptable from adults. So you have this blame shifting element due to bad conscience, etc. Yeah. So this gap is important. And then you have a third gap, which is between responsibility and choice, which is actually worrying or having simply difficulty in getting over the ruminating. This is what causes lots of disarray and lots of, you know, sleepless nights, fearing that there's something you should do that you have the responsibility for, but you have no possibility of making a choice. If you look at the bad conscience of many young people, the fear of many young people about green or the future of energy, then it's very often ruminating over things under which they have little control. And that, of course, is extremely frustrating. Yeah. So if we go back to this wheel, we can, each of us can identify, you know, where our typical stop is. Is it between choice and action, procrastination? Is it between action and responsibility, which would be blame shifting? Or is it between responsibility and action, which would actually be immaturity or a lack of maturity, right?
Very good. Wow, this sounds like it's an amazing book, and you really get putting a lot of thought in that. You know, when I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm thinking, you know, he's on this place where everything counts. You know, responsibility. You start to look and say, you know, what I'm thinking, how I'm acting, what I'm doing, it all counts as to me moving towards my goal or not. But the other part I like what you said was, you know, this thing where we're thinking things out and then we might procrastinate. I found that this mostly in my own life. I don't apply this to too many others, but if I reason too long, reason always wins. Sometimes I need to just act. Just act. It's like, well, you know, if I think about, I might clean the garage. Yeah, that might be a good idea. I could move things around. I could clean up the clutter. My reason's thinking it through. Instead, my goal was to just go and get this clean within the week. I need to just take action. I don't let the mind get involved in this thing. I'm sure you can relate to that.
Definitely. Just get it done.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so the thrive, you know, we're go from survive to live to thrive. I want to talk a little bit about the live. My goal was to just go and get this clean within the week. I need to just take action. I don't let the mind get involved in this thing. I'm sure you can relate to that.
Definitely. So, just get it done.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so the thrive, you know, we're go from survive to live to thrive. I want to talk a little bit about the live. My goal was to just go and get this clean within the week. I need to just take action. I don't let the mind. You listen to the show, what happens is that you get all these different points of view and perspectives, and it expands your consciousness. It expands your awareness and gives you the tools, the strategies, and what you need to upshift your thinking, upshift your life. So I hope you enjoy it. Hope you'll pass it on to your family and friends. Till next time, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care. hello and welcome. This is Kendi Foster, your host for the Voice of Courage show. It's really good to have you today. And, you know, some of you right now are at a place, a crossroads in life. Maybe you can relate to that. You know, you're wondering which direction to take. You're wondering what's the highest and best for you, for your family, for your finances, for your career. You're just at that place and you're wondering, how do I get to that next level? Well, today we're going to be talking about how to get to that next level. You know, over the last 30 years, I've helped tens of thousands of individuals that have been at crossroads, wondering which direction to take. You're wondering, what's the highest and best for you, for your family, for your finances, for your career? You're just at that place and you're wondering, how do I get to that next level? Well, today we're going to be talking about how to get to that next level. You know, over the last 30 years, I've helped tens of thousands of individuals that have been at crossroads, wondering which direction to take. You're wondering, what's the highest and best for you, for your family at those crossroads? And listen, even if you're not at a crossroad in your life, how would you like to improve your life? How would you like it to get a little better? How would you like to be a more powerful leader in your business or in your family? How would that be for you? Well, we're going to be discussing some of those areas too. So it's going to be a powerful show. I'm so glad you joined us today. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come back with my guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination. HealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination. HealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I want to let you know I'll be right back with my guest in just a minute. I want to remind all of you to go to YouTube and subscribe to this show so that you don't miss an episode. And also, I highly encourage you to be in service to your family, your friends, and those that you care about. Let them know about this show. It takes maybe a minute or two to pass the show on to them. Not even that, actually, today's technology. So I encourage you to do that. Hope you will. All right, back to my guest, Stephen Bryant Langer. Stephen, the rules to rules, the playbook to live by, having a great life. What's in the playbook about doing this?
Well, first of all, the most important thing is that the book ends up with 10 existential hacks. So there's 10 very specific, very concrete advice, pieces of advice, and we'll probably get into some of them afterwards, Ken. The other part is that it focuses on meaning. This means that it's the end goal. So in order to reach a situation which is optimal in your life in the future, and that might be, you know, if you're 30, it might be when you're 50. When you're 50, it might be when you're 70. When you're 70, it might be when you're 90. So you choose your interval yourself. And then you need to have a over in car passing goal that is worth living for and worth dying for also. So you need to find something which is stimulating enough for you so you can be turned towards it and be looking back at your life with great pleasure that you've actually, you know, done well. For this, I use a strategy called future back. And future back means that you position yourself in the future. Let's say that you position yourself in the year 2050 and you decide, what have I been doing until then, until now? And you, instead of saying what you're going to do, you say what you have done and you develop the scenario of what you've done. This gives a sort of a ground, a platform on which you can stand and on which you can rely. So the end goal must be clear, and then you can see the rest of your life as deviations from this end goal. Just as a practical example, I had this, you know, dream of writing this book, which is my third book, and it took me 8 years. And the meaning of it was to get the essence out of all the thinking that has been done, both from philosophers, psychologists, neurologists, and strategists. But in itself, it gave me meaning. So during all the conversations I've had during all these years, the overall objective was to get all the information, all the value, all the quality out of these conversations in order to put them into the book. Therefore, for me, it gave a personal meaning, but of course, for the reader, it's a different goal, a different objective that you must initiate or imagine.
I think the core principle that you're talking about, establishing meaning for oneself, is really key to have a healthy mindset, to have a life well lived when you're in your 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, whatever, and you're looking back and saying, was this a fulfilling life? I think that's a key core concept. By the way, on the screen for my listening audience, you can get over to Stephen's website at the personalbusinessplan.com, personalbusinessplan.com. Stephen, what's over there that people will see, personalbusinessplan.com?
Well, there's lots of advice. There's a toolkit on which I've developed, which is now available in 94 countries, or we have users in 94 countries. So I've created together with my wife an online toolkit where you have all the exercises from my previous books, and you can develop an ebook yourself, for which very often fills, you know, about 100 pages, 110 pages. That is the tool with which I work with clients. So they not only, let's say, it's not only talking to each other, it's also reading, which means it's a more logical and sequential mode rather than an interactive communication face-to-face. And then they go in and they solve the exercises, they do the exercises online, and they get feedback on that. So it's sort of extremely documented. So this system, this 10-step system, is, you know, has worked for thousands of leaders now and executives. And I'm really, you know, I'm very happy to have this tool available, because to be honest, Ken, you and I are both professionals, and we know that the spoken word has a big impact, but it's not permanent. It sort of disappears, right? So after a conversation, a client might, you know, have the intention to do something, but slowly by slowly, it sort of evaporates. Here, in it, using a tool and writing it down, you actually get confronted with it again. So it's much easier to act and to take responsibility for your actions.
Well, I think introspection is the key to life, and taking some time. It's not introspecting one time. It's creating the habit of looking at ourselves. You don't go to the gym one time to build the muscles. You go several times. The same thing with the introspection and taking some time. I love it. You know, I find a book like yours. I take time. I go within it. I learn from it. I grow from it. And, but every day I've got that habit of taking some time to introspect, to learn, to grow, to develop. That's what I've been doing for decades, but you have too. You're right. We're professionals at it, but I think everybody needs to be a professional at introspection and learning and growing. Otherwise, you wake up one day and you're 50 pounds overweight, or you wake up one day, you're in a relationship you can't stand, or you wake up one day, you're in a business that you actually hate, or you wake up one day and your friends are leaving you because they don't want to be around you. And you're like, well, I don't know why. Then you go to to the blame shift. You know, it's not about me at all. It's got to be about the environment or my friends or my family or something. I just can't stand those people. Well, I think we have to really turn the mirror of introspection right onto ourselves if we really want to live that thriving, joyful life. I want to move into thriving because, you know, it's great. A lot of people live a mediocre life, and they live a mediocre life because it's an unexamined life. That's why you live a mediocre life. If that's you, I'm giving you why. And Stephen is too. So I do have to take a quick break. I got to pay some bills. When we come back, let's talk about what some of the principles are in the book to be able to thrive in your lifetime.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, Call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297. 800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today. And step into your courage.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Stephen Bryant Langer. We're talking about his latest book, which I will put up on the screen one last time so that everybody can see it, The Existential Playbook, How to Survive, Live, and Thrive. We're going to talk about that thrive piece right now. You know, thriving in life is, it's not as hard as people think. What are some of the principles in the existential playbook that will help us to thrive?
Well, amongst my 10 existential hacks, one goes exactly to thriving. And this is expose yourself to all, which means that expose yourself to conditions or circumstances where you simply cannot help, you know, admiring it without actually thinking about it. I'll just name some examples also from a personal experience. I do quite a lot of running and long runs of marathons, etc. And standing in a crowd of 30,000 people, starting knowing that you have this challenge in front of you, feeling the heat from the crowd, is just exceptional. You know, the hype before, the tension, the excitement, the joy, and the feeling of this collaborative effort, this energy being spent by the individuals, but also by the whole community. Another example is live concerts. I really enjoy rock festivals, go to rock festivals every year. And we are a crowd of, you know, 40 people in tents. And standing in a live concert with, probably the biggest has been 70 or 80,000 people experiencing music or art or other creative outlets is simply extraordinary. And it brings your mind to a halt. It sort of makes you relax. I have a concept called relaxed readiness, where your tension goes away, but you're collecting energy, you're restituting, and you're ready to go on renewed with energy on new projects. And just in order to go back to what we talked about before with different communities and different echo chambers, then at a rock festival, you'll see all sorts of people that you don't meet usually from day to day in your business. And this is healthy because you get an impression of where people are going. A third example that just comes to my mind is that I've been teaching at the Copenhagen Business School for, I think, 27 years. And the fact that the young people, the students, stay the same age means that you get inspired, and you also you sort of get a benchmark of where the world is going, what is changing. And this inverse mentoring, getting, you know, new ideas, new inputs and question marks to what you actually say, everything is being checked online instantly, it gives you a sort of a different dimension, because you feel that you thrive when you go into a discussion. And you might not win the discussion, but at least you get inspiration. You get some new ideas, right? And we have also my children and their partners who actually have helped me also in the writing of the book. Not written it, but they've been extremely useful in criticizing what I've been saying. And something which seems very natural to me actually is met with a raised eyebrow, and then we discuss it, and then we get to sort of a conclusion. But it's really nice to expose yourself to all.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's my thinking that if you want to live an exceptional life, extraordinary life, you do extraordinary things. When you're talking about running, I'm a runner, and I'll never forget my first marathon. It was mile 9. That was a half marathon. Mile 9, every negative thought that I ever had in my whole life, right, hit me. Mile 9. But I knew enough. I was conscious enough to know at that point, if I didn't start to focus on something different and start to think about myself in a new way and let go of those critical thoughts, I would never complete that marathon, right? Now, I would have never experienced that, nor have shifted my thinking the way I did had I not done that marathon. Same thing. I think some of the extraordinary things that you just mentioned in one of it is writing your book. You know, it took 6 years to write one of mine, and 3 years to another one, and a few months on the other ones. But that if you want to have something extraordinary happen, you got to do extraordinary things. I think that's what Stephen's point is. And so, you know, as the coach I am, and I know you're the coach too, Stephen, you know, I like to challenge my audience to write out, three extraordinary things that you haven't done before that you're going to do in the next year to experience yourself in a different way. And I love what you said about putting yourself in spaces where you're maybe a little uncomfortable. You've never been there, concerts, sporting events, go take dance classes for some of you. Whatever it is, there's something there for all of us to learn that. But again, to have an extraordinary life, you got to do some extraordinary things, right? Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, but you got this audience here. They're all over the world. Stephen, what do you want your audience to know about living the existential life what you talked about? What did you say? Actions, responsibilities, and choice.
Exactly.
What do you want the audience to know about choice, responsibility, and action?
Well, just remember that it's the existentialist creed that thinkers, thought leaders has developed this line of action, and it works. And then my final advice, which I actually don't think is in the book, but which would summarize very well, is that, you know, believe in the future. If a child is afraid, then we always say everything's going to be okay. You know, that's our intuitive response to a child, everything's going to be okay. And why not use the same terminology towards yourself? You know, have a kind voice inside your head, have a mental relaxed readiness, which could motivate you, of course, to develop in a direction which is meaningful for you. But don't fret about the future. You know, don't be afraid. There is some nice experiences out there, a nice future that will grab you. And don't hesitate, you know, reach out for it. And it's a sort of a leaning forward attitude instead of thinking of the past and all your baggage and all that went wrong. You know, give yourself a second chance and be nice to yourself.
I love that. Reminds me of I took my granddaughter to Hawaii for a couple months, and we went on a quest one day. And I said to her, Ella, just ask one question. And she said, what's that, Grandpa? I said, just ask, how does it get better than this? Without judgment, okay? Just appreciate where you are right now, but how does it get better than this? And that quest is a memorable quest because she got it, that every moment of life can get better and better if we look through the eyes of, I would say, just the eyes of being present and the eyes of love. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Look for the beauty in life, and man, life will give you, reflect it right back to you. Yeah. Look for the ugliness in life, and life will reflect that back to you. Look how to survive, you'll survive. Look how to live, you'll live. Look how to thrive, and you will thrive. And you may go through some different phases along the line, but everything counts. Everything leads you to be more of you and have a much more, I would say, joyful experience if you follow the principles that Stephen's talking about in his playbook. All right, so one more time, the Existential Playbook. You can get that on Amazon, get it wherever books are sold. And any final thoughts?
I'm fine, Greg. Have a nice day and enjoy.
Okay, yeah, I feel in the same way. Thank you so much for being here, Stephen. Appreciate it. And thank you, all of you, for being here today. It's been my pleasure to host another amazing show with you. You know, my guests are from varied walks of life, different cultures, different ways of looking at life. But as you listen to the show, what happens is that you get all these different points of view and perspectives, and it expands your consciousness. It expands your awareness and gives you the tools, the strategies, and what you need to upshift your thinking, upshift your life. So I hope you enjoy it. Hope you'll pass it on to your family and friends. Till next time, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care.